5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench with you. So Carver High's trying to teach me how to fix this problem I have, and it's not working. So we're going to go to plan B, which is to re-hook up with Marianne from Brooklyn, my publicist from the Howard Stern channels, and have her send it to me again at the appropriate Twitter handle, Farrell on Grid, and hopefully...
So that I can get my hands on it.
You can get your hands on it, because I can't figure it out.
Because like I said, I used to have your regular one. Right. And then when I got the new iPhone, they made me put the passwords in for all the Twitter accounts that I've got on my Twitter app. And right. That was the only one that I had not entered it in a long time. So I don't know it off the top of my head. And I guarantee you don't know it. You've probably just had it in your phone forever. So you have no idea what the password is.
Right.
I know how that goes. So have her send it to that one so I can get my hands on it. And then we'll be able to move it around.
You're probably right. I don't know how to fix anything. In fact, I don't know. I have to tell you, the passwords to everything has become a toxic situation for me in every facet of life. I have a drawer in my desk with about 5,000 passwords for different things, and it is the most painful waste of my time and life to have to go digging for passwords, if I could only tell you. Oh my God. Like who has the time for this? I don't know. I definitely don't have it. I don't have the patience, time, or wherewithal to sit all day and put in passwords for things. I want to kill myself. It's so painful. I want nothing to do with it. Are you watching the Kansas Kentucky game here early in the second half? I think it's about a 5-point Kentucky lead. And we were talking earlier, Carver High, about how bad Duke looked. I've only seen Duke play once. I know they played the other day and they won. But I saw him tonight play a very tough, physical Michigan State team. And Duke came out on, you know, blazing at the beginning of that game and had an early jump on him. They were doing everything right at the beginning of the game. And then I turned around and burped, and I came back, and they were getting their ass handed to them and they literally got destroyed by Michigan State. But the thing that I noticed watching the game cover, I was how bad they looked. I mean, I was like, oh my God, the shot selection, the turnovers, the fouls. I mean, they were an absolute mess. I mean, they did nothing right in that basketball game at all. Anyone that saw Duke do something good tonight, I don't know what you were watching, because everything I saw was bad. I mean, they were terrible. I have never seen Duke look so bad in my life.
No, I'm with you. Was not a good performance by them. They missed a billion threes. Michigan State played very well. I watched Michigan State a little bit the other night, Scotty, when they played my Irish. And Irish were kind of spunky. Irish aren't a good team this year. They were spunky with them. They lost by 10. But Michigan State played well. Duke did not. It's early. It's hard to know how to take these games because they're all going to make the tournament. But you can get a good gauge on them early in the season. And I don't like what I saw from Duke tonight. That's for sure.
Well, look, 75-69 was the final. Don't be fooled by the score because they were down. They were down 13 and 16 points the entire second half. They were getting their ass handed to them. So don't be fooled that they lost by six. They were really beaten, in my opinion, by about 15 points because they got dominated. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, coast to coast, top to bottom, east to west. We're everywhere, and we have not stopped to pay any tolls. We've driven right through the Easy Pass with no payment made, and our license plates are being watched by the federal enforcement agencies and federal officers, and they're all on the take, and they're all smoking massive joints and sleeping on the job. So it's good to be on everywhere. We love our radio affiliates, and we welcome you back to For All on the Bench, and I'm on the air live, and I've been out for a week eating turkey and smoking heavily with my mother-in-law, who's 107. I don't know how old she is. She's fun, though. She drinks J-Mo. She's no joke. When she starts drinking them sips of that J-Mo, she means business. Huh? She loves her whiskey. That girl. Anyway, Kentucky up 38-33 on Kansas. I'm going to give you some scores here. I got action going here, Carver High. Bama up 9 on UNLV. I think I was getting 14 with Vegas. Is that about right? Or maybe it was 10. I got to look. That's tomorrow. Here, let me look at tonight. I don't know what I put it at. I have it in there. You know where I know where that spread is? I sent it to Mafia. Let's see what it is. Where did I get the 10.5? They're down 9 and they're getting 10.5. That's a problem. We'll see what happens there. UNLV with 6:25 left in the game. St. Mary's pounding Nichols, 50-25, 15 left. Nova blew out Hartford, 87-53. Louisville blew out Western Kentucky. I hit that game. They were laying 5. Then it went down to 3.5. Everybody was on Western Kentucky, and they got whacked. Everybody was on Western Kentucky except me. I was on Louisville, laid it, cover on the money line and spread. Boom. I hit Illinois-Chicago over Valpo, 66-50. People ask, why would you bet on that game? Well, I grew up in Valpo when I was a little kid before I moved to Pittsburgh. And I used to the Valparaiso Crusaders, I used to love them. And they've always had a great little basketball program there. And they got their ass handed to them by 16 tonight by UIC. My Hoosiers, I went to Indiana. They got whacked by Texas in the Maui, 66-44. And North Carolina covered that 3.5 against Stanford in the Maui, winning 67-63.
Hey, everyone. It's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. So North Carolina covered that 3.5 today on Coast to Coast. We were talking about it. We're like, what's the number in that game? And we're like, 3.5. And it was a dangerous game. And it came down to a free throw. Kid missed the front end of the 1-1 with 5 seconds left. And he hit the second one. And then Samber went down and bricked a three. So they win by 4 and they cover by a hook. I hit USC over BYU 79-53. They blew them out. Blew them out. In the Roman Legends Classic, I think that has something to do with cold sores and losing your hair, which I have a problem with both, I think, at some level. Purdue, a winner over Oakland, 93-50. Have you seen this guy on Purdue play, the center? He's like 7'5". Have you seen this galoof? Have you seen him play at Carver High?
I a little bit over the weekend, yes. Or late last week, whenever he was on.
I mean, he's a monster. He's like, he looks like Thurman Munster. I mean, he's just rocking it. He is rocking it, and he is big. All they have to do is throw it up in the air, and he grabs it and dunks it. It's pretty cool. And if you think about it, Matt Painter has recruited guys like that over the last 10 years. They've had all kinds of 7-footers. Do you remember they've had all these monsters that played for him, these 7-foot
yes.
guys? I don't know. He's obsessed with that. If he finds a 7-foot guy, 7-foot guy.
Too bad he never wins. I don't know. Matter.
Are you watching Calipari running out on the court coaching now? He was literally in the paint.
I'll probably see it in about 4 minutes since I'm usually pretty far behind you when it comes to the TV setup here.
He was just literally
down. Right? You brought this up with Haro, and I'm really noticing it now. You're right. None of them have suits on anymore. They are all dressed down to just basically sweats and a pullover. Right. Like nobody throws the suit on anymore. I mean, Cal looks like he's going out to get coffee in the morning. I mean, what is he doing over there?
I think a lot of them are saying because of COVID, there's no crowd, there's no reason to get dressed up. I agree with that. I also agree with the theory that they shouldn't get dressed up anyway. I mean, if you're going to be like soaking wet, like Bruce Pearl, what's the point of being dressed up to do that?
Oh, I just saw Cal come out. He's coaching the kid. You see, he's coaching the kid up. He's going down on the block, showing the kid where he's got to be. That's a nice job by Cal. I thought he was going after a ref. He was just coaching the kid.
Yeah, I can't have the coach on the floor in the middle of the court, even in a timeout coaching. You know, coach it in the timeout, coach at practice. Don't walk out on the floor to get on national television because that's what he did. But I agree with you. He was coaching the kid. I just think that he knows he's on national television and getting it. He knows. I know that guy of all people with the ego that he's got on him. In the back of his head, he's sitting there thinking, I'm going to go coach this kid right now in the Lobo block, and they're going to put me on ESPN for 5 minutes. That's exactly what he did. That guy, if you've noticed about him over the years, that guy really rarely turns down the opportunity to like go on ESPN and talk about himself or his program. He'll go on national television every day of the week, whether it's it doesn't matter what show it is. He'll go on and he'll talk for an hour. He'll talk about Kentucky basketball for an hour. I think the guy is a great coach. There's just no getting around it for me. The job he's done in that environment, you have to understand that's the hardest job. In my opinion, the hardest job in college basketball has to be at Kentucky, not because of the recruiting, not because of the players they get, not because of the program's rich history. It's just that because we already know how good they are, they're always good, right? The pressure is that they're, if they lose a game, literally they want to fire the coach. Like, I mean, you cannot lose one game. And then remember they lost to Richmond, the whole world almost ended it. I mean, when Richmond beat them, the Kentucky, the blue, the crowd, the fans for the blue, they went off the deep end. I mean, they all literally, they wrote War and Peace. They wrote, I mean, the Twitter response to them losing was overwhelming. Like, they just don't tolerate it. If you lose there, look what they did to Tubby. Look what they've done to every coach that ever was there. They run him out on a rail. What was the one guy's name? Do you remember the guy that was there before Calipari? He was there for like a year.
Billy Gillespie. What was his name?
Billy Gillespie. Did he end up like an alcoholic? What happened to him?
Believe it or not, I just saw that he's got a new job this year. Hold on, let me bring it up.
What is his job now?
He is now the head coach at Tarleton State. This is a man who coached at Texas A&M, Kentucky, and Texas Tech. He is now coaching at Tarleton State. That's right.
Where is that? Tarleton State. Talk about a Jeopardy question. Jesus. Tarleton State. I have seen it all now.
Well, the problem was, you remember, Gillespie had a lot of issues, and this is why I told you that, like, Greg Marshall's going to get another job, too. Gillespie had a lot of things go on with the way he treated players, assistant coaches. There was a lot of accusations with Gillespie, but he ended up getting a job at Tarleton State, and they took some heat for it for hiring him back in the
spring. Did you like my pick today on Coast to Coast of Oklahoma State against Marquette?
Yes. Nice job by the Cowboys.
They won that game 70-62. Also, Dayton over Eastern Illinois. Funny. I think I took the number with Eastern Illinois in that game. Let me double check that. Very important that I double check because I could be in all kinds. I did. Eastern Illinois, 15.5. Cover. How'd you like that? Dayton wins and I cover the 15 and a hook. I mean, honestly, did you see on Friday, whatever it was? I don't know if you saw this or not, but Friday, I think I hit 41. I went 41-16 in college basketball bets. That's not bad. It's a strong effort right there.
And I was just looking at this. You got two heavies tomorrow night, too, because you have Gonzaga, West Virginia, and that Illinois Baylor game you were mentioning earlier. Those are two heavy games tomorrow night, also.
I mean, let me just throw that out there right now, just early and often. It's very important for the community, for the citizenry, is that Gonzaga is going to tear Bob Huggins' West Virginia Mountaineers, man cave in their back, their derriere, right in the Tookus area. They're going to go in there with a pile driver. They are going to clean out that garage like they were having the world's enema convention. That's what's going to happen with that game. Okay, this is going to be the Enema Classic tomorrow night with what Gonzaga is going to do to West Virginia. Because if you've watched Gonzaga play, is that they have destroyed everyone. I mean, they've only played three or four games, and they have literally destroyed everyone. They put 100 on everyone. They just keep moving and keep pressing and keep pushing and keep moving the ball and getting shots. And I mean, clean looks, clean shots, endless. And they just score in droves. And they are the best team in the country, hands down. There is no one close to them that I've seen. I've been watching for whatever, 2 weeks now, whatever it is. And I have seen one team stand above all others, and it's Gonzaga. I don't know if you've seen it. Now, here's the high risk bet I'm going to take. I'm going to go Illinois over Baylor. They're getting, I think it's 5.5. And I think that's what it is. It's 5.5. I got it right here. I'm going Illinois to win outright. I don't know if you've seen Illinois play, but they mean business. I mean, you think Wisconsin's good. There's some people like Indiana got their ass beat today by Texas. But I mean to tell you, Illinois's got a center, a big dude. I don't even know his name, but he is just a brick house brother who is absolutely gigantic and physical. I mean, this guy looks like he's about 285, and he means business. I mean, this guy gets the ball, and he just puts elbows out. And I'm not talking about throwing elbows. I'm talking about the guy that gets the ball in the block, and he's got the elbows out, and he does the full body to get into, the hook around the defender and then goes up. I mean, this guy is so strong. Every shot he takes is a dunk or a layup, and he is just productivity central. Illinois means business. I know Baylor's highly ranked. Baylor's the deal, number two in the country, right? Let's see if they can handle the Illini tomorrow night. I'm going to take the Illini in an upside outright.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Okay, I tried to, I tried to, it says it's a ping image, right? I can choose a location to save the item, but I don't know if it saves the audio clip.
I'll deal with it in the morning.
He just refuses to answer.
Deal with it in the morning. She's going to send it to me the other way, and I'll be able to then distribute accordingly.
Okay. All right. So you can get mad at me all you want. That's fine. So when I saved it to my phone, let me just ask you this one last question. I allegedly saved it to my phone just now. Where would that be? Okay. I did that and it did not save it onto my phone pictures. So. Whatever. That did not work. So I just cannot make it work. And it's the most frustrating thing in the world. I'm going to smash this phone. What you need is me on your team, Carver High, in a basketball setting, throwing violent meltdowns on the court and getting in fistfights. I just have to say one other thing. Did I mention this to you? It's very unbelievable to me that they have this governor, Murphy, has shut down basketball and any sports at all. No adult or youth sports at all anymore in the state of New Jersey as of Saturday morning. So Saturday at 5 a.m., there is no longer youth sports or adult sports allowed indoors. So none of it. I mean, I don't care what you're in. Wrestling, basketball, swimming.
Wow, really?
Yeah, there's no more sports at all in the state of New Jersey, allowed by law. So if you go to play basketball in some gym, you can be arrested because it's illegal. And so gyms that allow it will be, I'm sure, prosecuted. They're just not going to have it. So it's against the law because of the COVID, and they have shut down the state. And therefore, I can no longer play basketball as of Friday night. So if I were to play basketball, like with the guys that I play basketball with, I would be playing, you know, I always play on Saturday and Sunday. And then during the holidays, I played on Thanksgiving morning. I'd play, like they asked me to play just last night. The guy called me up and said, can you play Wednesday or Thursday night or something like at 9 to 11? I go, no, I'm on the air. I can't play. So that's it. There's just no more basketball. So they've eliminated, because of the COVID, again, they've shut down. You're not allowed to play basketball. So I only care about basketball. I don't care about wrestling and all this other stuff. I play basketball, and now I can't play basketball indoors anymore at all in the state of New Jersey. So, and you know, you can't do it in New York either. So Cuomo and Murphy are like lovers. One does one thing, the other one follows like a lapdog. So all I know is I can't play basketball anymore, and it's just devastating to me because that's all I do. I don't do anything else. All I do is, okay, so I box, I kickbox, I lift weights, and I swim, and I play basketball. That's it. So I do all that training to play basketball. I do everything so that I can have strong legs, and I can run, and I can still play basketball at my age, 55. And I can still ball flat out. No one can stop me. And now the only person that can stop me playing basketball from scoring is Governor Murphy. Can you believe this guy? He shut down sports again in the state. And God only knows what's next. You know, they're going to shut down everything else. Gyms, restaurants, bars.
Give it about 10 days to 2 weeks. Once, because you know what they're forecasting now is that last week's Thanksgiving holiday, 10 days from now, 2 weeks from now, is going to be a major, major spike. Sorry. Because of all the people that traveled and everything. Everybody had the gatherings in their houses, and it's going to go up, up, up through the roof. So
why would you let me ask you, did you do anything crazy for Thanksgiving? Did you
No, we stopped. We're in our own kind of bubble right now, to be fair. You know, basically my parents, her parents, my sister and her husband, and then her sister and her husband. That's basically the extent of our human contact. Until this baby is born in March.
That's still a lot of people that you're talking about.
Right. But I mean, look, we went there. Normally we would spend hours at each place. It was very quick, you know. Hey,
don't you think you should eliminate her family should not be allowed anywhere near any of you. Only Liz and your father should be allowed near anyone.
Wow. You know, so listen, the bubble's small and it could grow even smaller.
Listen, honey, in March. Listen, honey, I know you're 7 months pregnant, but I can't have your mom and dad and sister and all that around here anymore. You're going to have to keep them out of here. We're only going to allow carvers here.
Yeah, we've kept everybody out of our house. Nobody comes in here. That's that. Yeah, this place is a legit bunker. I mean, me and Olivia are in here. Obviously a high percentage of the time. So, yeah, it is what it is. This is pandemic, having a baby during it. You know, what are you going to do? But everything I think is going to be shut down in the next 2 weeks anyway.
Do you remember Sizzle? He had another baby.
Did he? Good for him.
He had another daughter. He's had two daughters. And he just had one, like, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, he had a second. I never knew. He never told me that, she was pregnant again, because he lives in LA and I never see him or whatever, but
right.
I guess they let you know where they stand, your friends, when they don't tell you they're having a baby. Like, you know, the pecking order when you find out your friend has a baby after the baby's born and you had no clue. At least Carver High told me his wife was having a baby.
Well, you were one of, you knew before, really the public knew, you know, you were very high on the list of people who knew at an early date. So
I'm glad you told me. Is there anything worse than when they don't tell you? Like, can you imagine? Oh, by the way, what'd you do this weekend? I had a baby. You know what I mean?
So, exactly.
Anyway, but I'm just telling you that it really, I cannot express to you the aggravation I have. And so, you know, I run this basketball league, right, at the expensive gym I go to. And they called me up tonight and fired me. I'm not even kidding. They literally
called. No basketball leagues anymore.
Well, there's no basketball, and then they're basically, you know, I think they're on the verge of closing again because the government, the state, and the governor is going to shut everything down again because of the COVID. So, like, they're preparing. They're making their plans for when they shut it down again. They're like, they already furloughed all their employees to begin with. And so I'm only a quasi like employee. In other words, I run the league to play basketball and to, you know, get like a free membership. The place is super expensive. It's where like NBA players train and stuff. Super expensive place. And it's basically a ripoff is what it is. And I belong there because I get to run the league and then I get a membership out of it and I can play at this great basketball heaven. And it's amazing. And then, so when the COVID hit 9 months ago, 10 months, whatever it was, they shut down the basketball. So now they're back and they've been open for like the summer, you know, July, August, September, and they, October, November, and now it's become a problem again. And so they called up all those people that had been furloughed and laid off. And then they called me up tonight and said, listen, we're letting everyone go. And I'm like, well, that's fine because, there's no basketball anywhere anyway. So it's not like I'm going to hang out in a place where they won't let me play basketball. So I don't really care. But the thing is, I work out there. So I'm, I still lift there and swim there and box there and do everything else. And it's a great place. And so I told her, I'm like, I don't care if you fire me. That's fine. I'm still a member. So I'll go anyway and I'll pay you. And that's all she wants anyways, my money. She could care less about me to begin with. But they all they want is money because they're greedy. I've never been around a more expensive ripoff health club in my life than this place. They literally fleece people. You might as well sleep with my wife while you take the money from me because you're taking everything else from me. I'm surprised I don't pay to park in the parking lot like I'm at the airport or something. But I mean, literally a milkshake's $15 at this place. Can you imagine? So if you have a salad, it's like $25 for a salad. You get a little hot dog out at the pool, it's like $25. I'm like, oh my God. I mean, I could be a member at like some of the most famous, I could be a Wingfoot and pay less money. So anyway, the fact that there's no basketball has ruined my life. There's no basketball. I get, not only that, how about that? I get no basketball and I get fired. I can't win. I'm going to train in the morning with my boy, Robbie Clutch in basketball. I'm sure someone's going to say something to me at this place too. Gentlemen, this is your last day playing basketball here. We're shutting down this facility. This thing has ruined everyone's lives everywhere. It is the most amazing thing ever. I equate it to, it's like the end of the world. It really is. It's like Armageddon. It's the end of the world, this pandemic. You can't even argue with it. It's so crazy what's happened. The first wave, the shutdown, the waiting, 9 months, 10 months. You finally get back to some normalcy. And what happens? It comes back and rears its ugly head again. And it's even worse now than it was then. And now the second wave is, they're saying surge upon surge. And it's just death and chaos and ICUs full and no hospital beds, people dying left and right. Then we got a president that won't acknowledge it. He makes fun of it. He totally laughs it off. He says it doesn't exist, that it's a hoax, that it's fake. And he blames everyone but himself. And then he gets it, this fat ass. And then he says he's immune to it because he's so healthy. No, it's because you got to go to the best hospital in the world and have 75 doctors playing with you. That's why you got over it. Everybody else died because they don't have what you had. The access to everything. Can't wait till you lose all of that, fatso. All right, so I have been fighting on the air with Carver High for months to have the NBA give me my five-pack Shakur of Christmas Day games. As you know, it's more important than baby Jesus, more important than three wise men, or the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, or Santa and his elves. Or, you know, anything. There's just nothing more important. You know, women, children, family, loved ones, newborn babies, nothing. There is literally nothing on the earth more important than the five-pack Shakur games of Christmas Day for my edification. Carver High knows it's true. I fought for this from day one. They were talking yes. about playing in a bubble in Orlando, winning a championship with an asterisk, you name it, not getting COVID. Just the fact that Adam Silver pulled off the, you know, bubble and they did it and everyone was so proud of the league and the money they spent and they went to great lengths to have the season and they got it in and they got everything they wanted. LeBron won another championship just like the NBA wanted it. And the only thing I asked was that we have five games on Christmas Day. I don't care about anything else. When does the season start? Oh, well, the NBA players will never agree to it starting in December. It's got to be late January. None of the players will go back and play. None of them will show up. So you can guarantee that they'll never play starting December 22nd. It's not happening. That'll never come to fruition. They're just going to, the players won't show up. And if they make them go back on December 22nd, all the best players in the league will sit out. None of them will show up and go to work. And I said on Coast to Coast and Pharrell on the Bench, blasphemy to that. Not having it. I said, the only thing that matters on earth is not the vaccine. It's not saving the elderly. It's not the first responders. All those people are crucial, vital, important cogs to the wheel. But the only thing that matters is the five posture of games on Christmas Day. The only thing that matters, because no one wants to literally watch their mother-in-law drink booze all day and start talking bad about you by sunset. Happens every year. Thanksgiving and Christmas. They come to the house. Everybody's pleasant at the beginning. I love you. It's so great to see you. You smell good. Give me a hug. Give Granny a kiss. The whole deal. And then 4 hours later, after a few JMOs and a couple of glasses of Pinot, it all comes out. You know, I never loved you. Touch my daughter, I'll have you killed. Stupid radio show. TV, you're ugly. Despicable father. Horrible person. Gambling problem. Get me another Jameson, you punk ass. Get me some gummy bears. So I don't want to listen to that all day. I just can't have it. I have no time to listen to people downgrade me as the day goes on. They're always nice to me when I bring out the hors d'oeuvres. And then when dinner comes around, all the hate comes spewing out onto the table. Can't have it. Won't have it. So... I ask for and receive only one thing every year that matters to me. I don't need gifts. I don't need presents. I don't need family. I don't need love. I don't need candles. I don't need Christmas trees. I don't need fireplaces. I don't need marshmallows. I don't need hot cocoa. I don't need toboggans. I don't need snowball fights. I need five Pac Shakur Christmas Day games. And here they are. I have won again, Carver High. I have won the battle. I have convinced the league to start on December 22nd. And then 3 days later, merely 3 days later, we will have a five Pac Shakur Pelicans Heat to tip it off from Miami at 12 noon. And then the Warriors, who seldom come out to play, and the Bucks in Milwaukee. And then the Nets and Celtics will follow that game in Boston. KD and Kyrie going to play the Celtics at the TD Garden. And then Mavs, Lakers. What would Christmas be with about, LeBron James all day long, every day? Maybe they'll have some LeBron 18 commercials, LeBron, voting specials. You know, he got everyone to vote. LeBron saving the world. You know, LeBron's out there saving the world. He's marching for causes and philanthropy and doing things like this. And then, what would it be without little Bronny updates, right? They'll have little Bronny updates, about an hour of footage of Bronny playing high school basketball at Sierra Canyon. Maybe some Bronny dunks in the driveway on good old dad. I'll have a little segment on that. Because they already have the day posted as a picture of LeBron with a Santa Claus hat on. Because what epitomizes Christmas more than LeBron James as Santa Claus? You know what I mean? So what would a day be without LeBron James on your television screen on Christmas Day? I mean, honestly. And then Clippers Nuggets late night from Denver to wrap it up. So Pelicans Heat, Warriors Bucks, then Nets Celtics, Mavericks Lakers, Clippers Nuggets. What do you think of them apples, Carver High? Do you like those five Pac Shakur lineup of Christmas Day games that I have somehow just righted to you? I righted the ship. It was going down like the Titanic, and I righted the ship, saved all the passengers.
Yeah, there's a couple of interesting things. You pretty much have all the teams that you would expect on a national TV day like this. You knew they were going to shoehorn Zion in there somehow, and they did with the early noon game against the Heat, the defending Eastern Conference champs. Interesting that they usually put the Lakers in that 5 o'clock slot, but as you know, Scotty, we have NFL football on Christmas Day at 5 o'clock. So NBA, smart. Let's put LeBron at 8 after the NFL is over. So if we are losing some eyes, we'll have LeBron on in primetime at 8 o'clock on Christmas night. So very interesting. Nets, you're going to get your first Christmas Day with hopefully a healthy Durant, Kyrie, the whole crew taking on Boston. We've got plenty of sports on Christmas Day, so that's going to be awesome. 5 NBA games, Saints-Vikings NFL, and there's even a slew of college basketball games, Scotty, on Christmas Day. So you definitely are not going to have to talk to anybody during that holiday.
Did you see that they have, I saw like ESPN or something did like they predicted the Eastern and Western conferences already, and they have the Lakers 1 and the Clippers 2, and they have literally, I think the Warriors, they have literally second to last in the West. Like, you're kidding, right?
Yeah,
do you
that's,
really?
That's silly. That's
just
silly.
They're
making
stupid
the playoffs
is that?
This year. They are going to
How stupid is that?
I know they don't have Clay, and that probably does take them out of the mix in terms of being a title contender and being back for that. But being one of the 8 best teams in the West, Curry will be able to make that happen. Draymond will make it happen. They are not going to miss the playoffs again this year, as long as everybody stays healthy that they still have.
I mean, I'd have to look for it for hours trying to Kansas has the lead now by 5 with 2:26 left. I'd have to look for hours.
Kentucky they haven't made a shot in forever. They have just been missing dunks, missing threes. It's Kentucky on a major drought right now.
Wow. Okay, did you see? Here we go. I found a list. This is crazy. I saw this list and I almost fell over. It may take all day to get it to come up. The story won't come up now all of a sudden. Can you believe? Here we go. So here's it. They have the Bucks, Raptors, Heat, Sixers, Boston, top 5. Then the Nets, 6. The
come
Nets,
on.
6. Pacers, 7. Hawks, 8. Wizards, 9. Magic, 10. Hornets, 11. Bulls, 12. Knicks, 13. Pistons, 14. Cavs, 15. How about number 6? They have the Brooklyn Nets, number 6. Meanwhile, they have KD and Kyrie. And so what they suggested is that based on their injuries, that because of the uncertain health of Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, both coming up injury, the Nets simply cannot be projected higher than 6th. And they have them at 38 wins and 83% chance to make the playoffs. Now, if the Nets don't make the playoffs with KD and Kyrie, let's say Kyrie plays 30 games like he always does, and that's 30 out of 80, this guy never plays. So I'll give you that. Kyrie Irving's injured the whole year, every year. So he's worthless, in my opinion. He really is. He's the greatest player ever that never plays. The guy's got more moves than the United Van Lines. He's got the greatest ankle breaks. He's got the greatest ability. He can score on anyone. No one can stop him. He's the greatest player ever that never plays. So I think Kevin Durant will play. I don't think Kevin Durant's going to go down like Klay Thompson again with some gigantic season-ending injury. I really don't. I think he's going to play. I think he's going to light it up. And just having him on the floor with Chris LeVert, Dinwiddie, Harris, Allen, they're not finishing 6th in the Eastern Conference.
They were 7 last year with no Durant and Kyrie playing, 30 games? And they finished 7th in the East with no Durant. Right. So you're telling me now with Durant, and listen, we know his health is a question. We know that. But they're going to be 6th. Get lost. They're going to be one of the top, I think, at least top 4, maybe even top 3 seeds in the East. As long as these guys stay healthy, they have a good supporting cast, too. The charts and graphs crowd sometimes, Scott.
Listen,
they just really depend. It's amazing how they figure this stuff out.
Yeah, it's because they're all a bunch of idiots, is what it is. And they think they know everything because they work there or something. I worked there, and it didn't make me smarter than anybody. Here's the deal. The Bucks are a colossal failure every year. Let's just face facts. They are, right? Like, are you not a colossal failure when every year you're favored to win it and you don't win it? And you don't even get to the finals? Are you not a colossal failure? Because I think you are. And then they have the Raptors number two, Heat number three, Sixers four, Celtics five. I will bet my life that the Nets finish no worse than third. No worse than third with the team
they
got.
I'm with you.
No worse than third. They'll be better than the Sixers. I don't care if they have Doc Rivers. I don't care if they have Dr. Zhivago. Okay? And they'll be better than the Celtics. And I mean to tell you, I'm talking about, like, for me, it's really Heat Nets. But everybody else has Bucks. That's all I ever hear is the Bucks. And then they never do anything. So screw that. Here's the West. Lakers, Clippers, Rockets. The Rockets are going to finish third. How about they're not even going to make it? How's that sound? They're not even going to make the playoffs with the bloodletting that's happened there. The Jazz are four, Denver five, Dallas six, New Orleans seven, Phoenix eight, Portland nine, Memphis 10, and then T-Wolves, Kings, Spurs, Warriors, and Thunder round it out. There is no way the Warriors are 14th. There is no way. And I love Devin Booker, but I don't think he's finishing eighth. I don't think they'll do – I think they're 9, 10, 11, 12. They're not even eight. And I think Denver and Utah are definitely ahead of Houston. And I'd be willing to say they'll be ahead of the Clippers. Jesus, Scarborough High, there's a lot of action, a lot of things happening right now with the technology. I'm noticing all kinds of problems. Kansas up one and the foul, 10 seconds left. They lead by one after a controversial three by Kentucky. They gave him the three. They said his foot was behind the line. So Kentucky down one, 10 seconds left. Kansas going to the line. They have missed two of their last three free throws to let Kentucky get back into the game. They had the game won. They had a missed free throw, got an offensive board, got the foul. Kid went to the line, missed the first, made the second. And then we'll see if they can go up three and if Kentucky can hit a three to send the game to overtime, bottom line. That'll be that. Otherwise, they'll miss a three. Kansas gets the rebound, gets fouled, and then they have to hit one of the two free throws, just like North Carolina did, to cover by the hook. So now they're up three. They need a free throw to cover. And Kentucky needs a three to tie the game with 10 left in Indianapolis. Remember, there's been talk that they would have the NCAA tournament in Indianapolis where every team, all 68 teams, would go to Indianapolis to play basketball. I'll believe that when I see it. Based on the numbers spiking, surging, the amount of people with COVID right now, what it's done to college football and the NFL, I have my doubts as to whether they will get in this college basketball season. Remember, we were watching conference tournaments begin when the whole thing shut down in the spring and the whole world ended with COVID. And we went through the first shutdown. Now we're about to have another one. And every time around, there's another team with all kinds of COVID problems or programs, whether it was Richmond today, Wake today, they just keep canceling, shutting down programs. They're not even practicing, nothing, football, basketball, nothing, because so many kids are getting COVID. It's like on these college campuses, it's running rampant because all they do is make out and have keggers. Sounds like fun. I'm going to go to a kegger right now and make out with some chicks. I'll see you tomorrow on Coast to Coast. Good night.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
Say big now during Menards Super Savings Sale. Brighten your home with a 3-panel LED light bulb. Now just $199. Stay warm with a hardwood firewood bundle. Only $399. Stock up with Clorox All-Purpose Cleaner. Just $299. A 16-pack of Zest Bar Soap is only $7.99. Hurry, these great deals won't last long. Sign up for Menards emails to get the weekly flyer plus exclusive daily flash sales right to your inbox.
Save big money at Menards.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.